Hello again. Welcome to Retail Concepts. I am Richleen. Quick question. Have you ever heard the phrase, busy going nowhere fast? Because it's a real thing. Going hard with no direction is the same as not going hard at all. Because nothing can really get done if you don't have proper directions or a strategy. This is where goal setting comes in. And if you haven't guessed it already, that's the topic for today. Goal setting, goal setting, goal setting. Now, goal setting is a plan of action designed to motivate you to accomplish your goal. There are two types of goals that you can set, short-term and long-term goals. Short-term goals are something that you can do right away or within a week, a month. A long-term goal is something that requires a lot more planning and time. It might take you 5 years or 10 years to accomplish. My way of looking at it is using the short-term goals to accomplish the long-term goals. But that by itself wouldn't work, so here are the steps to setting effective goals. So step number one is having a vision of what you want to accomplish in the future. We are all dreamers and we dream big. I mean, what is the sense of starting a business if you don't have big goals for it, right? But what does that look like for you? Is it going internationally? Is it cornering your little space in your area, your hometown? Is it that you want to be the first in your area to do a specific product line service? And I would say also include professional as well as personal goals that you want to accomplish for the future, because you are tied in to your business. You are the original brand ambassador, as I stated in my other video, as well as if you are not growing as with your business, then your business would be stagnant. So now that you figured out what your future plans are, step number two is breaking them down into doable sections. And this is going to make it easier for you to accomplish, and you're not going to feel overwhelmed, because looking at the bigger picture, you're probably stressing out and saying, listen, this is a huge goal. How am I going to do it? How am I going to accomplish it? But when you brainstorm and you figure out all these steps that you need and you take it one step at a time, you're gonna figure it out. And this leads me to step number three, which is to prioritize your goals. Now, prioritizing your goals means to take the most important task and do them first. It could be the biggest task that you have to do, or it could be a task that other tasks relies on. For example, if you register your business, then you would be able to negotiate and deal with suppliers or manufacturers. If you register your business, now you can open a bank account for that business. And step number four is making your goals SMART. And all that means is your goals need to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So specific. You give as much details about what you're going to do as possible. For example, I will gain 10,000 followers at the end of this month. Or I will make $20,000 in sales within the next 3 months. So you have now set your goals. How would you know if you're hitting your mark? How would you be able to measure it? Luckily, because your goals were specific, you would be able to measure it by your target. So your target was 10,000 followers within the month. You would be able to measure that by the amount of followers that you gain for that month. $20,000 in 3 months, you would be able to measure the sales that you make every day, every week, every month, until you reach your goal, which is within the 3 months. Now also, you need to make sure that your goal is attainable. Now if you're starting at zero, is it really attainable or is it really possible for you to gain 10,000 followers within a month? Make sure the goal that you set can be attained or done in the time frame that you set for it. The next thing is that your goal needs to be relevant to your future goal. If your future goal is to corner the entire market in your area, then is making a certain amount of sales, is that going to add to it? Well, the answer is yes, because with the amount of sales that you're making, Of course, that means you have a lot of customers and you would be gaining customers. So it needs to be aligned with your future goals. And another important point is that these goals need to be set with a time frame. Because if there's no time frame, you wouldn't be motivated to make it happen, right? If you say 10,000 followers, well, it is what it is. You're not gonna you say, well, okay, when I get it, I get it. But if you have a time frame for it, you're gonna strategize, you're gonna plan, and you're gonna be motivated to get it done. Now, as I say motivated, it leads me into another part on how to stay motivated. Because long-term goals, after a while, you might start to lose enthusiasm, lose motivation, and it's important for you to stay consistent and stay motivated. Goals cost you something. You know, it is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of time, money, effort, and it's important to stay motivated if you want to reach it. And these are a few tips on how you can stay motivated. Tip number one, find an accountability partner or group. Because when you tell someone else your goal, it becomes even more real. And you're not going to make yourself look like a liar or a failure by telling them you have this goal and you didn't reach it. Oh, no. You're going to stay motivated and you're going to get it done. The second tip to stay motivated is to create a vision board. So a vision board is another great way to help you make your dreams solid and to help motivate you and provide inspiration. Now, how you do this is you select your goals and then you gather information that pertains to your goals. Images, quotes, it could be color, it could be texture, it could be just like words that signifies what you were trying to accomplish. So, and you put it together in a collage fashion. Just have fun with it however you want to set it up. After you're done, every single day, look at your vision board so that it can remind you of what you're trying to accomplish. Now, I went a step further and I took a picture of it and I have it as a screensaver on my phone. So every time I open my phone, this is what I'm seeing. And the last tip is to reward yourself and celebrate your wins, your small wins, as well as your big wins. Now, I don't know if you can relate to this, but this was a game changer for me because I always just had my eye on that big goal and trying to reach it, moving towards that. But you know, life happens. There's always some issue that needs to be solved. There's some problem. There's this. And then after, you know, I lose momentum. I lose that enthusiasm. But when I celebrate solving a problem, solving a small goal that I've accomplished, it makes me feel proud. It makes me feel like if I accomplish something and it gives me that push that I need to go ahead. But what about you? What are your future plans for your business? And what other ways do you keep yourself motivated when you're in a rut or when you need that extra push? Also, let me know if this helps you set better goals for yourself. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe.